Today's question is from Jatender Mehta, who says, please tell us what sort of austerities need to be done for the pleasure of Krishna. I hope I'll be able to send this out. I have no internet right now. And from what I hear, we may not have internet for most of the day. So I'll do my best, perhaps, to upload this on my telephone, although that may be exceedingly slow. What austerities are pleasing to Krishna? In the 11th canto, the Navayogendras answer questions to Maharaj Nimi, and one of them is about what the Yuga Dharmas are for the four Yugas, who the Yuga Avatar is, what the mantras are for worshipping the Lord, as well as the method of sacrifice. And then, of course, one of the replies to that is the Krishna Varnam Shloka. So when we talk about austerity, sacrifice means austerity. It means here performing activity for the pleasure of the Lord. And Yagyai Sankirtana prayer. And doing Sankirtan, that's the sacrifice that's recommended in this day and age, and that's the austerity that will please Krishna the most. And Sankirtan is really of two types. One is that which benefits you, the other one is which benefits others. So which one should a person do? Both. Both are recommended to be performed. Those who just perform Sankirtan for their own benefit are called Bhajananandi, who chant Hare Krishna in order that they may advance in spiritual life. And those who chant Hare Krishna to benefit others, who distribute the nectar of the holy name, they are called Goshtanandi. Goshtanandis also chant for their own benefit, but they also chant for the benefit of others. And Krishna is most pleased when we do both of these things. Krishna is not pleased when we just preach and we don't chant. In other words, when we don't really practice what we preach, is the good saying. But someone who does both of these things, and this was the statement of between Chaitanya Charitamrita, between Sanatana Goswami and Haridas Thakur, the perfect person is someone who not only preaches, but also chants. So they're the most glorious servant of the Lord. And that should also be our endeavor. And then, what about other types of austerities? Yes, there are other austerities. There's some very minimal ones that are requested of us. That we're meant to do. I spoke recently about Ekadasi, so I won't talk about that. That everyone has to follow at least no eating grains on Ekadasi day. If someone can follow it more strictly, that's fine, but that's the minimum. We observe other types of festivals. But all of these things should always be done and always end in chanting Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, why would we spend less time eating and being concerned for the body on Ekadasi? Because it gives us more opportunity to chant and hear about Krishna. So the emphasis, the result, comes on chanting. There are other things that devotees may want to do, but they shouldn't interfere with that chanting. For instance, if by following Ekadasi, or let me even use another one, Kartik Vrata is another Vrata. And sometimes we'll see that there are recommendations in scriptures where it's recommended that someone should eat only once a day, and you can eat just Khichdi, Havisha, and that's a very both purifying and very good austerity. If you can do it, then do it. If by just eating once a day, all you're doing all day long is thinking about all the prasadam that other devotees are eating and that you're missing out on. If when you're chanting your japa during Kartik, all you can think about is sabji and chapatis and rice, then, in other words, that by performing this austerity, it's getting even more difficult for you to concentrate on the holy name, then don't do it. What's the benefit? Then do that which doesn't cause that type of disturbance of the mind, as the heart becomes gradually purified, then naturally one will be able to do more and more austerity. If it's required. So same thing with the last concluding days of the Panchaka of Kartik. Then there's another vow. Devotees, it's become sort of fashionable devotees to do that, and that's good. But don't interfere with your service. Don't make a thing of it. It should be something that goes relatively effortlessly. And if it interferes with chanting Hare Krishna, if it interferes with your day-to-day service, if it interferes with your preaching and distributing Krishna consciousness to others, then don't do it. That's why we have this rule of thumb. Anukulyena sankalpa pratikulya vibhajanam. If something is favorable, then you accept it, and if something is unfavorable, then you reject it. And favorable to the mukha anga, to the primary limbs of devotional service. So our primary limbs are shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada, sevanam. So these are our main austerities. This is what pleases Krishna most. And if, on top of that, you can decrease eating, decrease sleeping without interfering with any of these things, then that's good. And Srila Prabhupada would always laud the efforts of devotees to do that, provided, as I mentioned, that they don't interfere with the other things. Yes, let's eat as little as possible, let's sleep as little as possible, but do it naturally, do it in a way that's spontaneous, that actually enhances the other activities, not that it actually encumbers them. So Krishna is pleased, and therefore when we do these things, yaidam paramam guyam adbhattiksu abhidasyati, he's most pleased when devotees are preaching, when devotees are singing his glories and spreading his glories. That makes him happiest. And so our main focus should be just that. How can we give Krishna consciousness to others? That will certainly make Krishna very, very happy. There's lots and lots of austerities involved with that, a lot of austerity. More than Srila Prabhupada would just complain about different things, the problems that come along in a preaching institution, how devotees were misbehaving. It's all a byproduct of preaching. That in itself is real austerity, titikshava, to actually tolerate all those things, tapo devya putra kadina sattvam. So that, if devotees are really serious about getting Krishna's mercy, spreading Krishna consciousness, then if they take on responsibility for Krishna, to give Krishna consciousness to others, that is, they will come across many, many challenges. Making an effort not to eat for 5 days on the Panchaka. But if you preach, you may come across certain circumstances where you're in so much anxiety you can't eat. All of a sudden, what you try to do with great effort comes very, very naturally. Why? Sometimes, just like Srila Prabhupada, when he was faced with the risk of losing our land in Mumbai, then he couldn't write, he couldn't sleep. It was such a great stress for him. It was such a real austerity. So anyone who's done that, they know what I'm talking about. It's part of life to manage and to even be part of a preaching organization, And to give Krishna consciousness to others means that you become the brunt of criticism from non-devotees, from devotees. There's all kinds of difficulty with politics in modern age. Even going out on the street to distribute books, you get moved on by policemen, you may get arrested. Chanting Hare Krishna is called a nuisance. So many austerities that come along with it. And these are the things that we need to actually tolerate and concentrate our energy upon, because this is what really ultimately pleases Krishna and what is our main business. Yajna Sankirtana Praya. Hare Krishna.